Good morning. I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Baltimore is a city brimming with stories to tell, from inspiring and uplifting to sobering and wrenching. Today we meet two filmmakers who have aimed their lenses at Charm City to bring more stories to light. Their short films are among five that will be screened tomorrow afternoon at the Maryland Film Festival in a first-ever Baltimore-centric program called Balti Shorts. A film called Bodymore follows fictional activist Carrie Cook as she returns home to Baltimore to protest a brutal killing by police. It was written by Shannon Sherd, a native Baltimorean who lives now in Brooklyn, New York, and she's in town for the festival. Thanks for being here, Shannon.
Thank you so much for having me, Sheila.
And also with us is Gabe Dinsmore, who shot, produced, and directed Sage, a documentary about Baltimore ceasefire co-founder and activist Erica Bridgeford. Welcome, Gabe.
Thanks for having me.
So, Gabe, tell us how you came to make Sage.
So I first met Erica working on a Vice News Tonight story about the Baltimore ceasefire movement. And when I first met her, her warmth just really stood out to me. She has a very warm, welcoming presence. So as someone that cares about Baltimore and telling Baltimore stories, she definitely kind of popped up on my radar as a possible subject for a story. December 31st, January 2017, when I realized that Baltimore was entering or had just had a record-setting year in terms of homicides per capita, I knew that Erica was someone on the ground doing good work that could be a voice of hope in bleak times for Baltimore. And I knew that she deserved a short documentary to help tell her story and kind of uplift Baltimore. I think it's unfortunate that there's a lot of bleak headlines coming out of Baltimore these days, but I don't think the superheroes on the ground that are everyday citizens and activists and community members that are doing good work that, you know, they don't always get the shine for the hard work they're doing.
What was Erica Bridgeford's reaction when you said, let's make a documentary about you?
So I made a short video for Baltimore Magazine where she reflected on a ceasefire weekend. And so that was almost like a trial run. We produced a short video, and her mother visited the site where her son had been killed for the first time in that video. And her mother, her family, all watched the video and just were very moved by the video that I produced. And so I was kind of in after that. I was welcomed by the family. And after that, Erica was welcoming me into her life, which was great.
Shannon, let's listen to a clip from Bodymore. This is at the start of the film as the audience is introduced to the lead character, Carrie Cook.
I'm tired of this. We have over 100,000 signatures demanding the immediate removal of Baltimore's chief pig, Ted West. I'm coming home tonight to collect more signatures to deliver to the mayor's office this Monday morning. Let's get our city's money out of the pockets of the police and into our communities. If you hear me, join me 8 a.m. Monday morning in front of City Hall.
Shannon, your film is based on personal experience?
Well, yes, it's based on the experiences of 2015, loosely based off of a weekend in my life.
Can you give us a little more detail because our listeners haven't seen the film?
Right. Sure. So the protagonist is very much an eclectic character, I'd say. She's someone who grew up in Baltimore but doesn't live in Baltimore anymore. She's in a relationship with a man, but it's polyamorous, and she's queer. She's friends with her old high school guy friends who kind of keep her prescribed to this guy code, and she's also good friends with other women in her life, and she's a part of another code for women, which is to protect and look out for. And so Bodymore follows a weekend when and she's also a public persona. She's an activist, and she wants to be, like, very much someone who is seen as a hero. She kind of has a bit of a hero complex, and she wants to come down to Baltimore and do something that helps to fix something that's wrong. And I think a lot of the story is about Carrie knowing who she is, and a lot of who she is tested through through her relationships over the course of the weekend.
So why did you make a film?
Well, it was a time when I was doing a lot of very, very active protests, putting my body on the line in New York and in Baltimore. And at the same time, there were things happening in my personal life that were kind of conflicting with my activism. So Bodymore is very much about, it's a story about an activist, but it's also really an intimate portrayal of a woman, of a weekend in the life of a woman, when all of her both public and personal personas kind of come to a conflict.
Gabe, here's a clip from Sage. We'll hear Baltimore ceasefire activist Erica Bridgeford in a clip from her TED Talk presentation that's included in the film.
Y'all were the ones who misunderstood Baltimore. Y'all thought Baltimore was just the wire. When we lost Freddie Gray, y'all saw the Baltimore uprising and people around this world mischaracterized it and misunderstood it. What you failed to realize is Baltimore is the power to rise up. We are an example of what you can do when you say no. I don't have to accept these conditions that you are trying to hand me. I get to decide what the greatest vision of myself looks like.
Gabe, why did you make this film?
I like to tell different stories about Baltimore. I think there are a lot of negative stories told by the mainstream media. Certainly when the Baltimore uprising was happening in 2015 with Freddie Gray's death, the media had a certain narrative that they were trying to tell. National news sort of parachuted in and, you know, told a very quick story that wasn't the full story. So as someone that lives in Baltimore, I know that there are more nuanced stories to tell of folks like Erica doing really good work on the ground. I'm working on a new documentary about squeegee kids this summer, in which I hope to also help change the perspective around squeegee kids, and that I think a lot of people look at them as a nuisance, and I hope that my film can help change the perspective to look at them as kids that need help. I like to think that I can play a small part in helping change the narrative of Baltimore, telling more positive stories.
And this film in particular, Sage, who do you think will watch it? How do you think it will change the narrative of Baltimore?
Just like I was affected when I first met Erica and felt her warmth, I think other people will feel her warmth from seeing her on screen. I feel like the average citizen might think that they actually have an opportunity to join the ceasefire movement and be a part in some small way. I think that's one thing that was that stood out to me from Erica's work and the ceasefire's work, is that it feels almost radically inclusive. It's a diverse group of people. Anyone can contact the organizers and set up an event that can be an official ceasefire event during a ceasefire weekend.
And this is Mother's Day weekend, so there will be a ceasefire this weekend.
And I think we need more people to just show up and do small acts of kindness, small things that if everybody joins in as a community can have a big difference.
This is On the Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast, speaking with filmmakers Shannon Sherd and Gabe Dinsmore about their films Bodymore and Sage, both screening tomorrow as part of the Balti Shorts program at the Maryland Film Festival. Shannon, what would you like your audience to come away with after viewing Bodymore?
I'd like them to understand the real lived experience of what it's like to be Black and a woman and queer in America. I think the story is very intersectional in that regard. And I think what I'm trying to communicate is how different loyalties to different types of people, how they work either to support what you're doing or to, in some cases, detract from or destroy.
Let me ask you something about the strictures, the limitations of the format you've chosen. And it could just be it's expensive to make films, and so that's why these are shorts. But I would think making a short film puts real limitations on what you can do.
I mean, we shot probably, you know, maybe a couple hundred hours of footage that is then whittled down to 20 minutes. So a lot gets left on the cutting room floor.
Yeah.
it's challenging.
Yeah, it is more of a challenge and a limitation for me because I originally wrote a short story. Body Moore is based on a short story. So
you wrote it first.
I wrote it as a story first. And I didn't even know that it was going to be a film. I just wrote it as a story that I knew I needed to share. And I was going to just try to get it published in some short story journal or in a publication, a zine. But my friends who are in filmmaking read it. I gave it to a few of my most creative friends. And I was like, what do you think about this? For notes, and they were like, you need to put this on the screen. People, this is like such a visual story, the way that I told it. So I went from a 38-page short to a 18-page script. It took 2.5 years to get that script where it needed to be, but it was worth it. And then the 18-page script turned into a 15-page movie. So it's really all about how you tell a story and how you tell a story in a concise, direct way. Although I will say this, we do have plans to, we're currently writing a feature-length version of Body Moore, so.
Last thought, Shannon?
Come see our films, they're gonna be great.
And support Baltimore filmmakers. There is a great community of storytellers here and filmmakers. I think there's a really nice community if you know where to look, and don't be shy, introduce yourself and come join our community.
Yeah.
Well, have a good time this weekend, and thank you for telling us about your films.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Shannon Sherd wrote the short film Body Moore. Gabe Dinsmore produced, shot, and directed Sage, a documentary about Baltimore Ceasefire co-founder Erica Bridgeford. Both films and three others are showing tomorrow during the Balti Shorts program that's part of the Maryland Film Festival. It starts at 4:30 p.m. at Falvey Hall at the Micah Brown Center, 1301 Mount Royal Avenue. There will be a Q&A with the filmmakers after the screening. We have links to information about that and other films at the festival at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. I'm Sheila Cass. After the break, On the Record, a Stoop story. Stay tuned.
For listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.